ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। प्लीज कम टू टेक्स्ट नंबर 36. Text number 36 talks about how to see the Lord quickly. How many of you want to see the Lord quickly? The secret is going to be revealed in this purport. Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti abhikshnashah smaranti nandanti tavehitam janah तयेव पश्यन्त चिरेण तावकं भव प्रवाहो परमं पदाम्बुजम्। रीड द ट्रांसलेशन प्लीज।
ओ कृष्ण, दोज हू कंटिन्यूअसली हियर चैंट एंड रिपीट योर ट्रांसेंडेंटल एक्टिविटीज or take pleasure in others doing so, certainly see your lotus feet, which alone can stop the repetition of birth and death.
This is a very remarkable purport, very outstanding purport, every word of which is very important. So, there are totally in this purport, three parts in it. So, the first part in the purport, if you see, Prabhupada says that Krishna cannot be seen by our present conditional vision. In order to see Krishna, one has to change his present vision by developing a different condition of life. And what is that condition of life? It should be full of spontaneous love of Godhead, he says. Currently, our situation, condition of current life is a life where we chase after sense gratification. From that platform, we have to go to another condition of life where our life will be full of spontaneous love of Godhead. So these two are two different platforms. I remember in our college days, generally when you are in teenage between 15 to 20 or like that, people are extremely bodily conscious. You know, me, my dress, my shoes, my career, you know, my beauty, my hairstyle, my smiling style, my speaking style. So people are very much I, me, mine, my family and my achievements. You can see that. So it is a very little world, like a frog in the well. On the other hand, when we become Krishna conscious, Prabhupada says we become Udaradhi. Udaradhi means what? Broad intelligence. Which means we can see that there is Mahavishnu from whose body all the universes are coming. And within each universe there is Garbhudaksha Vishnu and all the 14 planetary systems are created. And how 8.4 million species are coming out. I told you the example of how a potter makes varieties of pots. Like that 8.4 million species are produced by the machine of material nature. But the souls are impregnated into them. And all the souls are running here and there with their karma and karma bandhana, like this. And those who become devotees are blessed souls. So, and everything is in Maya's vash, and Maya is in Krishna's vash. So this is actually right vision, you see. And Krishna's eyes are glancing at the whole creation and making everything happen simply by movement of his eyes and eyebrows, you see. And when Vishnu twinkles his eye, the pralaya call comes. Simply by winking his eye, everything happens without much effort on his part. So on the other hand, not having this vision, thinking that I can control material energy and there is no God in control and I am supreme, I am the center of the universe, everything is revolving around me. You know, the Facebook gives that type of idea, correct, no? These are my photos. And please, you send me your likes. How many of you like my these photos? You know, these are my morning activities. These are my evening activities. These are my afternoon leelas. Somebody is sleeping in the afternoon, one of his friends clicks photo and he sends it in Facebook. This is my photo of sleeping in the afternoon. What is so great about it? So people collect all these photos and keep sending back and forth. So there's a big difference between the I-centered consciousness and Krishna-centered consciousness. So Prabhupada is saying we have to go from a present vision of sense gratification to a vision of full of love of God. When Krishna was personally present, he Prabhupada says, not everyone could see him as Supreme Lord. And then he is giving a list. Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal. They were all highly qualified by material assets, but they were not able to appreciate Krishna's presence. Many times we all want to see Krishna, but they were seeing Krishna, but they could not appreciate Krishna, like that Prabhupada is saying. Therefore, even though the Lord may be present before our eyes, it is not possible to see Him unless we have necessary vision, he says. The necessary qualification is developed by the process of bhakti yoga only, beginning with shravanam about the Lord from right sources, that is saying. Okay, now think for a moment. Suddenly, divine couple Radha and Krishna appear in front of you. You are getting up in the morning. Suddenly in front of you they come. What will you ask immediately? Any of you? Quickly, don't think too much. Quickly tell me, what will you ask? Because you want to see them, you are chanting their names, you are calling them. Suddenly if they appear, what will you ask? Quickly, anybody? Okay, how can we serve you? Last, they are saying, already we are here, you have served us, that's why we have come. Okay. Let me serve you all the time, okay? Remove all my material desires. Okay, quickly, anybody else? Saatme leke jao. Basically, you will say that, please give me the key to Goloka. Because I came to know, if I chant Mahamantra, I can go to Godhead. You have yourself come, please kindly give me the key, I can go inside and relax. Okay? Anybody? Oh, let this vision be mine always. Okay? Yeah? What is it? Let me be your eternal servant. Okay? Oh, let me always be in the association of devotees. Okay? Anybody else? You are already there. They are appearing. They are standing there only and you are in their lotus feet only, already. Always. Okay, okay. Now let us take Mataji's side, 2-3 answers at least. Any of you? Yes, Mataji. Let me? Bevel there? Oh, we will get bewildered on what to ask. We will not know. Good point. Very good point. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Any other Mataji's? If you suddenly see the divine couple right in front of you while chanting, what will you ask them? Yes? You might.
Give me a consciousness where I can always glorify your name.
Okay.
And Vaishnavas.
Okay. Let me always glorify you and Vaishnavas. Okay? Nice. So all of you said many nice answers. Thank you. So one time in one of the classes, His Grace Burujan Prabhu asked us a question. He asked, is there anybody in this world, you know, in whose presence, you know, when you are present, you feel most cherished moments in their presence. And in their presence, you can keep yourself in their presence for all time to come. Hours and days and months and years together. You can be seeing them, they can be seeing you, you can talk to them. And you will never get bored with that personality. And you can have exchanges with them and you will never feel that now I want a break. You will not feel. Is there any person like that? So then he was telling, even if you take your mother and father also, we can talk to mother for some time. After some hours, you will run out. You will run out of things to speak. Similarly, even with father also, even with brothers, sisters, you can talk, some things you can talk, you will run out. Because you will see that in this world, we don't have any such person in whose presence we can be permanently present for all time. So when he asked this question, somebody said, my spiritual master, he said, Okay, you may have love for the Special Master, you may want to see him. You have seen him, you have served him, then what? After that what? And sometimes we may not know what to ask properly. We may commit some offenses also. Correct, no? But when you see Krishna, he was telling, Krishna's name, form, qualities, activities are constantly expanding. At every moment. So much so that even Krishna cannot estimate his greatness. In fact, once Krishna looks at himself on a pillar, which is like a mirror pillar, some jewel pillar. When he sees one, he is amazed seeing that form. So for that, Chakravarti Thakur has explained, not that Krishna is amazed by his own form. He says, Vasudev Krishna is amazed by Vrindavan Krishna form. He says, because Vasudev Krishna has four hands, Vrindavan Krishna has two hands. So Vasudev Krishna is amazed by Vrindavan Krishna, he says, because of his simplicity and his sweetness and his dealings and behavior. So then he explained, Krishna is one person because his qualities at every moment are so colorful and so attractive, his humility, his simplicity, his sweetness, his attractiveness, his compassion, his kindness, and his exchanges. Because Krishna is expert in creating such an exchange that produces so much humor. Krishna is expert in creating exchanges which are very meaningful. Krishna is expert in creating scenes and situations which will give pleasure to him and to his devotees. In our life, many times we don't create situations. Situations come in our life by destiny. Whereas in Krishna's case, there is an Ichcha Shakti which Krishna has triggered. And she is into action, Leela Shakti. So she arranges, right now it is 10:45. Now 10:45 to 11:15, what should happen? That Leela Shakti decides. Krishna should be with who all, and what exchanges he should do, and what humors he should produce. So these are all orchestrated by Leela Shakti, arranged, which is not told to Krishna by Leela Shakti also. Because if she tells everything, it will be boring, no? It will become like a known drama. She doesn't tell. Krishna has given her that freedom. Okay, you orchestrate everything and I will also dance along with my devotees according to the tune. So, in this way, the exchanges with Krishna are extremely fruitful, meaningful, relishable, enjoyable, memorable. And they have a hridisam sprashantam, I said, no? And they are heart-touching. So a few of those incidents we read in the Shastra. Like I told you in the morning, one incident of Vishnu coming to the door of Vaikuntha, having exchange with Kumaras and, you know, his own servants. Therefore, why do we want to go back to Godhead? So that we can enter into these pastimes with that Supreme Lord, who is inexhaustible, whose opulences and beauty and sweetness are expanding at every moment. And so it is said that when Krishna's opulence and beauty is expanding, then the jiva's desire to serve him also increases. When the jiva blossoms with service attitude, then Krishna blossoms also. Then jiva blossoms. In this way, there is a competition between Krishna and the jivas to love and serve one another. That is actually the platform. And that is why Kunti Maharani is standing right in front of Krishna here, in front of the chariot, and she is quoting so many slokas like we see here, you know, praising Krishna, glorifying Krishna. So, as I told you yesterday, the core aspect of her prayer is Janma and Karma, which she is glorifying. Krishna's Janma and Karma are Divyam. Therefore, they are very special. In this world, so many people get Janam and so many people do Karma, which is very ordinary, average. Whereas when Krishna does Janma, his Janma is special. When he is born in the jail of Kamsa, he lights up the whole jail like a tube light lighting up a dark room. He is remembering his parents' previous lives and asking parents to transport him to Gokul. So in this way, one has to see that from Kunti's prayers, one can see that she is adoring Krishna's appearance and activities. The verses which I have skipped, there are many verses which I told you. So yesterday I was summarizing them, if you remember. So there are 3-4 verses on Janma, 3-4 verses on Karma of Krishna. How both of them are Divyam. and they may be bewildering to ordinary people, but devotees are never bewildered. She says that. And then she says that because Krishna, you are the only friend of the living entities. Nobody else can be a better friend than you. You are the heart-to-heart friend. There is one famous song in Tamil Nadu. I will tell you the song and I will tell you the meaning so that you will understand what I am singing. Veedu varai uravu, veedi varai manevi, kaadu varai pillai, kadasi varai yaro, kadasi varai yaro. He is asking, all the relatives and friends who come when a person dies, many of them stay at home only and they cry and they remain there. And the wife comes up to the street, outside the home, up to the end of the street, she will come crying with a dead body and then she has to go back home. And the son comes up to the smashan, graveyard, because he has to put fire to the head of the dead body. He will be there. And once the fire is put up, he will stay for a short while and he will go back home. So, relatives are gone, wife is gone, son is also gone back. Now I am alone. Kadesi vare yaro, then who will accompany me beyond that? And the answer to the question is super soul. Correct, no? So, Lord is the one who accompanies us beyond death also, isn't it? So, he is one person who never gets bored with us. Therefore, we also should not get bored with him. Correct, no? Now, this is the answer to my question, which I told you. Like, you know, although we are not such a wonderful personality for him not to get bored, because we know our problems ourselves also. So, how many of you feel that, you know, we have sufficient problems and you are still amazed how the Lord is attracted to following you up? Correct, no? That we should be amazed. Why is he following up useless fellow like me? Because for him, every part and parcel is very important. Because we are his part and parcel. So, sometimes you will see that even if one part of your body is not very attractive, still none of us will cut our part and throw away. Correct, no? So, just as we preserve all the parts of the body, similarly, Lord also protects every part and parcel. For him, everyone is very dear. Like we say, for a crow, his own baby is considered the most beautiful creature in the whole world. Although we know that it looks as ugly as the parents only, or more ugly it looks. But the crow thinks it's very beautiful. Crow thinks like that. So, the crow may be attached to his offspring due to Dehatma Buddhi. But the original attachment you will see, the Lord has for his parts and parcels. That is on a spiritual plane. Because on a spiritual plane, we all are his parts and parcels. Wherever we go, he follows us up. Like one company is advertising, wherever you go, we follow you. You know that? Who is there? Vodafone, yeah. But you can ask them, will you go to Smashan and beyond? After going to Smashan and after death, will you follow us up? After that, they put this dog, wherever you go, we follow you behind. Hutch, I think, is it? Yeah, they say that. But actually, who goes with us is the Lord who goes with us. So, he never gets tired. He always accompanies us. So, therefore, we have to study about him, know his nature. And here Prabhupada says, although all these fellows like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, Kamsa, Jarasandha, Shishupal, they saw Krishna eye to eye, but they could not gain any benefit. They didn't have necessary vision. Please read further. And then Prabhupada says that the necessary qualification is to hear about the Lord from the right sources. Then comes a very important thing. Read it further. The Bhagavad Gita.
The Bhagavad Gita is one of the popular literature which are generally heard, chanted, repeated, etc. by the people in general. But in spite of such hearing, etc., sometimes it is experienced that the performer of such devotional service does not see the Lord eye to eye.
See, that means somebody may say, I am reading Gita, I am regularly reading Bhagavatam. Some people say, I have finished Bhagavatam 4 times. There are some people who say that. Some people say, you know, hamare ghar mein har saal hum Bhagavat katha karte hain. People say like that. So why, even after reading, hearing Gita, Bhagavat, everything, why one does not see Lord eye to eye. The reason is, read it.
The reason is that the first item, Shravana, is very important. If hearing is from the right sources, it acts very quickly. Generally, people hear from unauthorized persons. Such unauthorized persons may be very learned by academic qualifications, but because they do not follow the principles of devotional service, hearing from them becomes a sheer waste of time. Sometimes the texts are interpreted fashionably to suit their own purposes. Therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way.
So, Prabhupada in other purports also says there are three types of sound. He says manufactured mundane sound. And then he says seemingly transcendental sound and transcendental sound. Three things Prabhupada says in another purport. So, the mundane manufactured sound is very easy to understand. Like we say, professional reciters, those who speak the Lord's 10th canto Leela directly and, people like that. But seemingly transcendental sound means somebody may open the pages of Bhagavatam and may speak things from Bhagavatam, but the way they explain the Bhagavatam or the way they elaborate, you will find that every speaker subjectively puts something into his lectures, during his speech, which sometimes may distract the audience from the purpose of Bhagavatam. Actually, there are different type of speakers. Some of them may have jnani type. Some of them may be karmi type. Some of them may be yogi type. So, yogi type people will talk a lot about taking control in our own hands. And jnani type people will talk more about, relaxing from service and merging into Brahman type of, they'll be more interested in personal liberation than service to the Lord. And those who are karmi type, they will always be focusing on that aspect of Bhagavatam where they talk about the benefits one will get by reading this pastime, Phalashruti, what all one can get, because they are more result oriented, like that. So Karma Mishra, Jnana Mishra, Yoga Mishra people, if they speak on Bhagavatam, their Bhagavatam speeches will be tinged by their tendencies. So when we talk about associating with the devotee, what we are doing is we are also associating with the person's sound vibration and his mentality also. Which means the mentality of the Bhagavatam speaker is very important. What is his mentality? If the Bhagavatam speaker's mentality is imbued with bhakti, with devotion to Krishna, then that bhakti will brush on you also. Then we also, just like if somebody is, having chandan in his body, when you're running, your body brushes against his body, then you also get some chandan smell. Correct, no? So, our consciousness brushes with different devotees whom we associate with. And in ISKCON, we have so many different speakers, and different speakers have different flavors. Different people emphasize different things. Somebody may be taking a beautiful pastime of the Lord, but only speaking from jnana point of view. Very intellectually, superficially coasting along without diving into the depth of Sharanagati, like that. So, we have to, and also even we can give commentaries of Chakravarti Thakur, Sridhara Swami and all these people. So, we should not read these commentaries only for some delight or some new information which you have not heard before. But these things should be actually read and heard to increase our devotional surrender to Krishna. If it doesn't increase such surrender, then all this knowledge is simply done for intellectual titillation. So we can hear Bhagavatam in various ways. For example, somebody is coming and sitting in the Bhagavatam class. As soon as the time is over, he gets up and runs. Because then that means it's called as forced conformity. Forced conformity. Because he's supposed to attend class, so he has come. Because the time he has been regularly watching the watch, seeing the watch, and then as soon as the time is up, he has to run immediately out of the class because he thinks my duty is over today. I have attended like that. Or somebody may be hearing the class based on which speaker he likes, which is his speaker he doesn't like. That means he is hearing on what platform? Mental platform. It's called as a mental devotee. So we had one lecture on mental, mental, sentimental, transcendental. So this is a mental devotee. Mental means, you know, I like, so I will hear the lecture. I don't like, I will not hear. He doesn't take shelter of Bhagavatam. He goes by likes and dislikes. Hey, there will be some fun, or there will be some this, there will be that, like that. He goes by likes and dislikes. And the intellectual devotee, he looks for information. Some information which I don't know, which I can use in my preaching or I can quote. He is an intellectual devotee. And a devotee who actually takes shelter of Bhagavatam takes to the heart. Because he is looking for devotion. Is it possible for me to learn how to gain a better understanding of Krishna? What is his expectation from the jivas? What type of personality he is? Let me understand more. Let me surrender more. How do the pure devotees, you know, reciprocate with Krishna in Bhagavatam? Let me get an opportunity to dive into that nectar. So that, because this is what I have to do eternally. After I die and I go back to Godhead, I also have to become a pure devotee and I have to exchange. So let me learn from the pure bhaktas given in Bhagavatam. If that is your goal, then heartily one can take shelter of Bhagavatam. And that is why whether 2 people come or 200 people come, it makes no difference for you. As long as this is your goal and this is your interest. We are not here to increase our fan following. We are not here to increase our viewership. We are not here to become popular. People say that, oh, this is a very great Bhagavatam speaker or something. Actually, sometimes it's likely that a disciple is giving lecture, 2,000 people attend. You know, guru is giving lecture, you know, 500 people attend. Likely. That doesn't mean disciple is very advanced than guru. Because the gurus, their sharanagati is very great. But many of the gurus, they may just speak their heart. Very simple. And as disciples, we may prepare very wonderfully and attract a lot of people also. It's possible. So, we should not consider our material skills and capabilities. We should not misunderstand them with spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is when Krishna is pleased, then Krishna's reciprocation comes in the life of a devotee. You see. Therefore, Prabhupada is writing here that the sound vibration, what you hear is the most important thing. That is what is going to bring about change of heart. Like in Vrindavan, if you see, there are so many Bhagavatam at any given time during Kartik month, 50-60 kathas go on in Vrindavan. 50-60 places Bhagavad Gita is going on. And they all have, everybody has a music team also with them. They are surrounded by all 5-6 different instruments. They sing beautifully, they sing songs, they speak. Many of them you will find the name Jnana Yajna, which means they are Mayavadis. Their conclusion is Mayavad conclusion. Jnana Yajna means Mayavad conclusion. It is not Bhakti Yajna, you see. So that's why here Prabhupada is saying that therefore, first one should select a competent and bona fide speaker and then hear from him. When the hearing process is perfect and complete, the other processes become automatically perfect in their own way. So when I was in Vidyapitam, I found Gauranga Darshan Prabhu, this Balaram Shakti Prabhu, you know, Radhika Valla Prabhu, all these people, they are not only speakers, but they are very sincere practitioners. Very high class sincerity, you know, in rendering the service. And they are very much worried and concerned about with what attitude I am doing service. You know, how am I dealing with Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas and things around me. They are very particular that let me not act in ways to displease others. Let me not exploit Krishna's resources. So they are very attentive people. If you associate with them very closely, you will get to see that. So because they are very sincere in practice, at the same time, they are studying Bhagavatam very nicely. Then the Bhagavatam blossoms. The understanding opens up. Because the Bhagavatam is Sakshat Krishna, you see. It's like deity of Krishna. So just as Krishna can only be understood like a sun, Nama Atma Pradipaya Sakshine Paramatmane Namo Giram Viduraya Manasya Cheta Samipi. Gajendra says, Sun can be seen with sunlight only, not with any other torch light. Your torch light and lamps are useless to see the sun. When sun comes in the morning, with using the light of the sun, you can see the sun. Similarly, by Krishna's mercy, we can understand him. So similarly, Bhagavatam, to understand, Bhagavatam has to reveal itself. And for Bhagavatam to reveal, we have to approach Bhagavatam with a certain type of heart. Like as I told you, not in the platform of mind, or intelligence, or ego. We are approaching Bhagavatam on a platform of heart, with a desire to develop relationship with Krishna. See, Karma Yogi means, he approaches the Lord and says that, my dear Lord, I have fulfilled all your good instructions of yajna, dana, tapa. I have done. Indra is like that. Good morning, sir. Sir, I have done the yajna, dana, tapa. So give me punya and you be happy, I'll be happy. This is Karma Yogi. Jnana Yogi, he cultivates knowledge about the Supreme Lord. More and more and more knowledge. More knowledge, broader and broader knowledge. He increases the knowledge about the Lord. So that by understanding knowledge about the Lord, he says, okay, now I am understanding. I think, you know, absolute truth is very great. That is Jnana Yogi. Whereas a Bhakti Yogi means he cultivates relationship with the Lord. So what do we want to do in our life? Do we want to just do the duties like Indra does, like Karmanishta? Or we want to cultivate knowledge about the Lord? Or we want to cultivate relationship with the Lord? Yeah, that is Bhakti Yoga, to cultivate relationship with the Lord. So we are on that path. So that is why any book we read, our interest is Krishna only. Where is Krishna in this book? Can this book help me to come one step closer to Krishna? Then you are hearing Bhagavatam, otherwise you are not hearing. There are so many people who will take a verse from Bhagavatam, very intellectually, superficially, they will be discussing some philosophical ideology. Some people talk about society, some people talk about, you know, some philosophical theory from the Bhagavatam. Maybe they liked something, it's all right. But that is not actually the purpose of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam should bring us to the point of understanding the person Krishna and developing relationship with him. That doesn't mean we don't study all the different aspects of Bhagavatam like Sankhya and other things. Even Vidura inquired about, you know, material world and the creation, you know, all those pastimes, which are also actually connected to the Lord. But the speaker of Bhagavatam should speak in such a way that he should never speak any subject in Bhagavatam without relationship to the Supreme Lord. He should show the connection of everything to the... That is what Papa says here. That means every one of us have to think, am I producing a sound vibration that will awaken bhakti in my heart and others' hearts? We have to worry about it. Otherwise, we are all becoming authorized as speakers. And we are going around and speaking big things. So we have to be very worried because we are preachers. I always pray that let me not give some mundane stuff to people and cheat them. Let me give Krishna to others and let me get Krishna, let me give Krishna. You see? And then Prabhupada saying in the next para that there are different transcendental activities of the Lord and each and every one of them is competent to bestow the desired result. Provided the hearing process is perfect. Again he is saying, you see. See, somebody can talk about Vishwarupa Darshan also. 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. But he may give you a wrong notion that Vishwarupa Darshan is ultimate. When I read Bhagavad Gita's before Prabhupada's Gita, that is what I understood. In my room also, I put a big picture of Vishwarupa. Every morning I would go and see and offer obeisances. What was inspiring to me was, here is the Lord whose full manifestation is here. Because, you know, his Bhayankara Rupam is there, Sweet Rupam, Saumya Rupam is there, both are there. And God has proved here that he is ultimate. He is so big. Everything in the universe is in his body. But Prabhupada says, this is a godless display of opulences. How many of you have seen this in 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Correct? Prabhupada says, what is it? Godless display. He said, this is not, we don't want to see God like this. God is beautiful, two-handed form of Krishna. That is actually Krishna. So Prabhupada is God. Not only that, Prabhupada says, this Vishwarupa Darshan is not the ultimate form of God, but this is a temporary manifestation, which was given as a darshan to Arjuna. But both the Vishwarupa and 400 form of Vishnu, they are emerging from whose body? Krishna's body. Therefore, Krishna is the absolute truth. You read the last purport of the 11th chapter. In that he writes, the last purport, purpose is, because these two forms have emanated from Krishna's body, Krishna is the ultimate. So in this way, this is the meaning of a, you know, right source to hear. When you hear from Prabhupada, you know, our respect and affection for Krishna will increase like anything. When you hear from Prabhupada, you will see that. Because he will not cheat us. He will bring us to the vital aspects of truth like this. And there are so many people, they recite the slokas of the 11th chapter very beautifully and tell, no, Lord had this kind of form, that form, everything they talk, but they don't come to the essential point. That essential point is, you know, they say, you know, after hearing the whole Ramayana, one fellow asked a question, you know that? You know, is Lord Ram Chachaji of Sita? Huh? That he asked. And that fellow said, that other fellow speaker cried out. Huh? He said, Are, I spoke to you, Ramayana, I think you slept off in between. Huh? You didn't come to the essence. Are, Sita is wife of Ram. Huh? Like that he said. So similarly, in all our talks, we should not fail to give the conclusion to people. So here Prabhupada says, he's dealing with Pandavas, he's dealing with Asuras, and 10th canto he married wives at Dwaraka, and he also had conjugal love with the gopis. There is no difference in transcendental nature of each and every dealing of the Lord. But sometimes people in an unauthorized hearing process take more interest in hearing about his dealings only with the gopis. Such an inclination indicates the lusty feelings of the hearer. So a bona fide speaker of the dealings of the Lord never indulges in such hearings. One must hear about the Lord from the very beginning, as in Srimad Bhagavatam, like you all are doing now. That will help the hearer attain the perfection by progressive development. One should not therefore consider his dealings with gopis, dealing with the Pandavas are less important than dealing with the gopis, he says. Lord is a hero in all circumstances. So hearing about him, about his devotees, is conducive to spiritual life. All these Puranas are written to revive our lost relationship with him. Hearing of all these scriptures is essential, like that is right. You understood this point, correct? No? So in this way Prabhupada says, there is Kurukshetra Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita. There is Vrindavan Krishna who is glorified in Bhagavatam. So we begin with Kurukshetra Krishna and go to Vrindavan Krishna. And both have to be studied. One shouldn't say, Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita is boring. I like Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes. Or I like Krishna's rasa dance with gopis. Then you are a lusty fellow, Prabhupada says. One is interested only in that. He says that you should go from philosophy first. Because when you know the philosophy, then Bhagavatam will make sense. And this purport, 37, forms the basis for 38, 39, 40. Three verses. Here what is Prabhupada saying, here also there are four very vital points in this purport of 37. Please read the translation.
Translation. O my Lord, you have executed all duties yourself. Are you leaving us today? Though we are completely dependent on your mercy and have no one else to protect us, now when all the kings are at enmity with us.
Yeah. In the purport, Prabhupada is saying, all of you carefully see the purport, I will be swiftly going. The Pandavas are most fortunate, with all good luck, he says, because they were entirely dependent on the mercy of the Lord. Whereas in material world, if you are dependent on somebody, it's considered very unfortunate. He says, why? For example, you ask a boy, what are you doing? He says, naukari dhoond raha hu. He's saying, acha, khane peene ki vyavastha kya hai? Mere friends log thoda karja dete hain. So immediately what comes to your mind? Immediately what comes to your mind? Unfortunate. Not a smart fellow. You know, like this show, useless fellow. Because, you know, he says he has no job. First of all, as soon as he said he has no job, immediately you look down upon him. And he says, my friends are giving me little money, 2,000 year, 2,000 year, and I'm surviving like this. So in the material world, to be dependent on somebody means unfortunate. And whereas Prabhupada says, but to be dependent on the Lord is considered most fortunate, he says. Now he's going to explain it. And then the material disease, please read it.
The material disease is due to thinking of becoming independent of everything. But the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. The false attempt to become independent of the stringent laws of nature is known as material advancement of experimental knowledge.
Yeah. See, everybody tries to become independent of material nature. He says, like scientists are trying to invent more and more facilities so that we all don't have to work very hard. But the machines will do work for us. Like washing machine will wash clothes for me. You know, in those days people used to have this fan. You know, in villages, how many of you used it? Really? My Lord, so many of you know about it. Huh? In the villages they use it. That's a stick kind of thing here, isn't it? But nowadays man thought, you know, why to, you know, wave our hand, shoulder may pain. Then put on the fan, just put a switch and that rotates. And because you are not lifting the hand at all, your hand becomes jammed here. Then doctor will say, abhi thoda uta, eyes exercise karo, huh? Eyes exercise karo. So like that he will say. Isn't it? Instead of having the fan, you could have had this only, better. At least your hand, leg will move, correct, no? Similarly, you go and wash clothes, you know, shake your body, you know, you draw the water from the well, you know, do, or beat the clothes. Isn't it? So many activities you do, you are very active. Now man thinks that we will overcome the stringent laws of material nature. Instead of working hard like this, instead of washing clothes, we will have washing machine. Instead of fan, we will have rotating fan. Correct, no? Instead of walking from here to the marketplace, we will have a bike. Just press a button, and that bike will take me, or a car will take me. So in this way, man thought he will escape from the stringent laws. And if it is very cold, I will have air condition. So nowadays, people have got so addicted to AC, they cannot live without AC now. And there are people who say that they cannot survive without AC. So, but if one has lived without AC, generally in villages, you get used to it, correct, no? Your body is used enough to survive without AC, even in hot summer also. Maybe you will take this thing and do a little bit like this, and you can go on. But people who, in the house also AC, car also AC, office also AC. So in this way, they think we will conquer the material nature with facilities and amenities. So he is saying, but the cruel material nature does not allow us to become independent. The false attempt to become independent of the stringent laws of nature is known as metal advancement of technology, says. And the whole metal world is making this false attempt to become independent. And then Prabhupada is giving example of Ravana trying to make a staircase to go to heaven without doing punya. Similarly, people are trying to go to moon and other planets using rockets now without doing punya. So even if you go to moon or any other planet, you will not see anything there. Why? Because you don't have the adhikar. For example, imagine one small boy of 5th standard, he climbed up the wall of IIT and jumped inside. And he goes and sits in the first year IIT and says that, main bhi ghus gaya, kisi ko pata nahi. But will he understand any subject there? Any teacher is teaching so many things, B.Tech first year. He's a 5th standard boy, what he will understand? Correct, no? So without qualification, if we go to heaven also, we won't be able to access the plane of heaven, as it says. So, therefore, we must try to be sanat, always be protected from the unfavorable condition of material existence. Okay, before that Prabhupada says, there he says, the highest achievement of perfect civilization is to work with valor, but at the same time depend completely on the Lord. You can underline that most important thing. Work with valor, but at the same time depend completely on the Lord. Which means do your best and leave the rest to the Lord. And then he's saying the Pandavas were like that. Then Prabhupada says the Pandavas were not idle parasites of the Lord. They were all highly qualified by personal character and physical activities. Still they always looked for the mercy of the Lord, because they knew that every living being is dependent by constitutional position. Those who try to become falsely independent of the Lord are called anath, whereas those who are completely dependent on the will of the Lord are called sanath. Therefore, we must try to be sanath, so that we can always be protected from the unfavorable condition of material existence. By the deluding power of external material nature, we forget that the material condition of life is the most undesirable perplexity. And then below he says, the best way of leading one's life is to surrender unto him completely. That's a sign of Mahatma. See, we can see beginning with this, you plug your nose for a few minutes, three, four minutes you plug your nose, you will realize the importance of oxygen. Correct, no? Did you create oxygen or I create oxygen? We didn't create. We found oxygen here in this world. Correct, no? So, we can begin with that. Similarly, you can see, like they did one test. They took one group of school children, some 7th or 8th standard children, to one blind man's organization. You know, they took the children. And the children were all told to blindfold, you know, with a wrapper. You can't see anything, completely dark, they put. And then they were told that you will be told instructions, what all to do, accordingly you have to act. So the blindfolded children were told, you know, come, here's the chair, you sit. Then they said, take the spoon is here, you know, take salt powder is here, you put it, the food requires. So they were telling. So about half an hour they gave different instructions, and then they asked the children to remove it and asked, how did you feel? They said, oh, we felt miserable, yeah? Without the eyes. Yeah? How difficult is life to lead without the eyes? So in this way you will see, when you carefully see, how many gifts we have received in our life, like the eyes, the ears, the hands, the legs, a healthy brain, and a healthy body, and the air to breathe, water to drink. The food is created by Krishna in the form of fruits, cereals, everything. Water, pure potable water is also given by Krishna through the sun. So like that one can see, and Krishna digests the food also. So in this way one has to see how much we are physically dependent on Krishna. Similarly, at every level one should see the dependence on the Lord. Today morning and yesterday morning also in Japata I have been speaking on it. Isn't it? So when one sees, the devotees of the Lord admit immediately at once that we are totally helpless and we are dependent on the Lord. Like Pandavas, for example, they were all heroes. You know, either archery or mace fighting, javelin throwing, sword fighting and all that. But they knew one thing, despite our abilities, you know, without Krishna's mercy, we will not win. We can't be winners. Just like the example we gave of the bulb, you know, if you switch on the bulb, it gets on. That doesn't mean I am the ultimate controller. I am one of the controllers. Because if MSCB cuts the electricity, then my switching on is of no consequence. Similarly, they knew, Arjuna says in that verse, tadvaidanushta ishavaha sarato hayaste soham rati nirpatayo yata anamanti sarvam kshanena tadabhut asadisha riktham bhasman hutam kuhakara danivoptamushyam. You can refer that verse. Tadvaidanushta ishavaha. This dhanush, Gandiva, this ishavaha, this arrows, saratha, the chariot, haya means the horses, soham, rathi, the person who is riding, myself, Arjuna, everything is same. And ripatayo yata anamanti, all kings of the world used to come and bow down to me, salute me for my chivalrous nature, he says. Sarvam kshanena tadabhut asadisha riktam, he's telling. Asat isha riktam. See, the word isha riktam is most important. Riktam means without. Isha riktam means without Krishna, sarvam kshanena tadabhud. In one moment, all these opulences that I possessed have been vanquished. Because when Krishna withdrew the opulence, and then he gives an example. It is like pouring ghee in ashes, he's telling. Or like sowing a seed in a barren ground, he's saying. So where is my power gone? So when I was young, the power was on. Now the power is gone. So he was wondering, how is it? Like I told you, the bulb, it's just glowing. You cut the power, it's just gone completely. So Arjuna could see with his eyes Krishna's empowerment. So he knows that the Gandiva is same. I am Arjuna, same Arjuna. Arrows are same. But it's not working the way it was working before. He understood like that. So that's why the Pandavas have personal realization. Very deep realization. And Prabhupada says, and then after this one verse which we read elaborately now, 37, the 38, 39, 40, all three touch only one theme only. How we are dependent on Krishna. Please repeat the verse. Kevayam namarupabhyam vyadubhi saha pandavaha bhavato adarshanam yarhi rishikanam iveshitu neyam so bhishyate tatra yate danim gadadhara tatpadairankita bhati swalakshana vilakshitaihi nimejana padasruddaha supakpaushadi virudaha supakpaushadi virudaha vanadrinaddi udhanvanto khedhante tava vikshitaihi. So the first verse out of the three, Kevayam Nama Rupabhyam, says, what is use of our name and forms? Oh Krishna, our bodies will be rendered lifeless bodies when you are away. Then Krishna says, why you are saying that without me you will become lifeless? Your Pandavas are very mighty. And if you want, I can send Pradyumna Aniruddha also from Dwaraka. I will send them here. For that she is telling, Yadubhihi Saha Pandava. If you send Yadus from Dwaraka, or even my sons Pandavas, both are useless without you. Without you, they will be like lifeless bodies. She is telling. And Bhavato Adarshanam Yarihi. Without seeing your beautiful form, we will be like body without life, she is saying. So, in this way, she is saying Krishna is the pran and we are like the body. That's what she is saying in this. And in 39, she is telling, oh Krishna, that you are leaving us and going, our Hastinapura will not be decorated with your lotus footprints. Right now it is decorated and every footprint is glowing on the ground and it is producing auspiciousness everywhere. Because of your lotus footprint, people are smiling happily, cows are smiling happily, everyone is having mutual nice sambandha with one another. The rains are showering, pouring in time, the rivers are full of water, cows' udders are, you know, filled with milk, oceans are giving navaratnas and everything. In this, everything is flourishing in your presence. And we also feel as if our hearts and minds are dancing, isn't it?
Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Marama. Nitai Chaitanya Bole Nacharya Marama. Nacharya Marama. Nacharya Marama. Nacharya Marama.
See, why he is saying this? Simply when I think of Nitai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my mind starts. That's it. Similarly, what if you think only, you dance. If you see them personally, how much more your mind will dance, you can imagine. Because that is the nature of their sublime qualities. So she is telling, simply by looking at you, our lives become auspicious. Because wherever you put your foot, it becomes immediately auspicious. Like Lord Rama is putting his... Vishwamitra told Ram, look at that thatched hut. You know, long before all rishis, munis left this whole area and went away, because Gautama Rishi's wife Ahilya lived there. But now this has become an inauspicious place because of Indra's misconduct with Ahilya. So you go inside that hut, he said. As soon as Lord Ram went inside the hut, flowers were showered from heaven. And that whole place became a holy spot because Ahilya, who was in the form of a stone, became a woman. Immediately she came, offered obeisances, and she got up. Again all the Rishis, Munis returned back to that place and started living, because now it has become Pavan place, Pavitra place. Even we go to visit when we, it is in the frontiers of Mithila. So in this way, wherever Lord puts his feet, that place becomes holy, auspicious. Yeah, that is why if a sadhu comes to your house, what do you say? Hum dhanya ho gaye hain ki hamare ghar mein aapke Sri Charan padare hain. Isse na? Arey Sri Charan ke saath hum bhi padare hain na? Sri Charan ke upar hamare sharir bhi hai. ठीक है, शरीर भी आया है, लेकिन श्री चरण को हम बहुत महत्वता देते हैं. कारण क्या है? वाई? बिकॉज इन दैट श्री चरण ओनली डस्ट इज देयर ऑफ द लोटस फीट ऑफ अ सेंटली पर्सन विच वी वॉन्ट टू टेक शेल्टर ऑफ. सिमिलरली लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट इज ग्लोरिफाइड बिकॉज वेर एवर ही पुट्स इट, लाइक वाटर ऑफ विराजा टचेस हिज फीट, इमीडिएटली इट बिकम्स गंगा, कैरिंग द सैफ्रन डस्ट पार्टिकल्स फ्रॉम लॉर्ड्स लोटस फीट. देन बाई टेकिंग डिप इन गंगा वी बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल सिंस. And those are the same lotus feet which are massaged by Lakshmiji. Those are the feet which decorate the head of Bali Maharaj. So in this way, she is glorifying the feet of the Lord. Lotus feet of the Lord. Those are the same feet with which Lord cracked the shell of the universe to bring Ganga inside, isn't it? And then the 40th verse is telling the power of Krishna's glands. The glands of Krishna is so powerful. Wherever he puts his eye, immediately there is Hariyali, blooming flowers, trees are laden with fruits. Wherever he sees that place, immediately starts. And it is actually a proven fact. Why? Because the Virata Purusha's eyes are what? Yeah. So wherever the sun glances, Prakriti flourishes. Correct, no? See, for a plant to grow, you need two things. You need water for the roots to drink, and you need the sunlight for preparing photosynthesis, everything. So that is the two eyes of the Lord. When sun and moon falls on a plant, it grows. And that is how the Prakriti flourishes. Wherever Krishna puts his eye, sun and moon, immediately the nature flourishes. And supervises. On the other hand, you find when Lord is unhappy, in some places there is no sunlight at all. Prabhupada went to London and said, "London is hell," he said. "You guys don't get any sunlight. Lord is not seeing here." But fortunately, Lord's devotee went and saw London, Prabhupada. And he delivered George Harrison and many others also. This is the beauty of the Lord's pure devotee. Even where Lord doesn't go, devotees go there to deliver people. So, in this way, the Lord's glance, wherever it falls, like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's glance fell on Vasudev leper, you know. Immediately Vasudev leper got the body of a handsome man, correct, no? Lord's glance fell on the coward boys who died due to the poison of Kaliya, and Lord's glance fell. Immediately they all got up, you see. So, which means dead bodies can come to life by Lord's glance. Lord can glance, saha aikshataha, saha asrujata. He can glance and put the souls in the material nature, and he can create material nature by glance. Lord Rama can glance and boil the whole ocean. We cannot boil one bottle of water also by glancing. Lord can boil whole ocean, can you imagine? So in this way, the power of the Lord's eyes is explained in the Shastra. She is glorifying. Your eyes are doing Amrita Varsha. They are emanating Amritam. That you are bringing the people back to life simply by your glance. She's telling. So these three are very powerful verses. Because these three verses explain, one is explaining we are lifeless bodies without you. Second one is telling the glory of Lord's lotus feet. Third one says the glory of Lord's glance. In this way she's telling how we are dependent on you. Like that she is telling. So, then she is telling that, you know, see the beauty of Kunti's prayers, how it goes, if you see, you know, in the beginning she is telling Krishna, who can see you, who cannot see you, then gradually she brings it to Janma of the Lord and Karma of the Lord, and how the materialistic people due to infatuation, they can't see you, and those who are Akinchana Vitta, they can see you, and all that she is speaking. She is speaking about Krishna. And while speaking about Krishna, some thoughts about her relatives also comes. She's telling about Yata Hrishikena, Kalayana Devaki, and then Vishan Mahagne, Purushad Darshanad. Then her heart becomes filled with gratitude to Krishna that you saved my sons, and how you have been paying attention to me. I am a woman with no one to protect me. So in this way, Kunti Maharani is expressing her gratitude to Krishna. Then as she proceeds, she drops all the subject and then she gets into Janma Karma more deeply, correct? In Naveda Kashchit Bhagavam Sikirishitam and all those verses. Then she brings it to the, you know, like these three verses which we read now, where she is talking about dependence on Krishna, total dependence on Krishna. Now, finally, after all these things, she is telling now, Krishna, in this material world, if I tell you to remain here, we Pandavas, my sons will be happy. But Vrishnis are also related to me. They will suffer. Okay, I tell you, better you go to, you know, Yadavas. Better you go to Dwaraka and stay. Because there I have my paternal relationship. Here I have my maternal, like that she is telling. So then she is saying, if you go there, then we will suffer. And she is saying, I am very confused. Because the material world brings about dualities like this. Whether I should send you there or keep you here, because I'm attached to both relatives, she's telling. And then she's saying, please cut off the tie of affection so that I can only meditate on you. And there Prabhupada writes one powerful sentence. Please repeat after me. To cut off the tie of affection means to broaden the field of activities. I will not explain this because it will too much time will be gone in this. Already you all have heard about it before. Like Srila Prabhupada took sannyas and he broadened ISKCON. And Goswami is cut off their tie to family and job under Nawab Hussain Shah, and he broadened their, they broadened their activities in Vrindavan, correct, no? So like that he explains. And then the famous verse we will recite. Tvayi me ananya vishaya madir madupate sakrat ratim vudbhagatat adha gange vaugham udanvati. So like Ganga Pravaha flows very fastly towards the ocean, like that may my mind flow very fastly towards your lotus feet. Like that she is praying. And then see 44 verse. Suta uvacha pratayetham kalapadaihi parinuta kilodayaha mandam jahasa vaikuntho mohayan nivamayaya. So after hearing all these prayers, mandam jahasa, mildly Krishna smiled, he says. And his name is Vaikuntho. The Lord is called Vaikuntha. And mohayan ivamayaya, very captivating smile it was, he says. That smile was as enchanting as his mystic powers. That means he accepted the prayers of Kunti. And then 45 he says, accepting the prayers of Srimati Kunti, Lord subsequently informed other ladies of his departure, and then entering the palace of Hastinapur, he was preparing to leave, but he was stopped by King Yudhishthir, who implored him lovingly. And in the purport, third or fourth line, Prabhupada says, power of King Yudhishthir was loving affection. So the Lord is fully dependent in all his dealings, but he voluntarily accepts obligations by the loving affection of his pure devotees. Yeah. See the last line of the 45th verse. Premna ragnya nivaritaha. Like if somebody lovingly stops you, it's very difficult for you to go away. Like for example, sometimes you go to a particular place and then they request you, Prabhu, there is one very important program tomorrow evening. If you can kindly extend your ticket. You know, you don't worry, Prabhu, we'll book a flight ticket for you day after tomorrow. If you go in train today, you will reach day after tomorrow. So day after tomorrow, we'll book a flight ticket for you. So you stay tomorrow also with us. So especially if the sambandha is very strong, sometimes it's very difficult to deny. You become sentimentally pushed by somebody. Especially with whom you are very strongly connected, it becomes difficult to say no to them. Similarly, Krishna also is very strongly connected to his devotees. Suddenly, Yudhishthira Maharaj implored him to stop. You see, last time when Krishna was about to leave, Subhadra was keeping a small face like this. He understood that my sister is very morose because of losing her son. Then 1 month Krishna stayed. Now he is again trying to leave. Kunti Maharani said, wait a minute, I want to tell you some prayers. So he waited for hearing the prayers. Okay, she completed the prayer. Now he smiled and accepted the prayer. Now he's about to leave. Yudhishthira Maharaj is coming now. And he is imploring him lovingly that you please stay back. I have some serious problems. Which for sharing it with you, I need you to stay for some more time. Like that he's telling. See the 46th one. Vyasadair Ishwarehagnyaihi Krishnenadbhuta karmana prabodhito apitihasair na buddhyata shucharpitaha. Yeah, translation.
King Yudhishthir, who was much aggrieved, could not be convinced despite instruction by great sages headed by Vyasa and the Lord Krishna himself, the performer of superhuman feats, and despite all historical evidence.
See, here the second line says, Krishna and Adbhuta Karmana. He says, Adbhuta Karmana. So, instead of going verse by verse, I would like to tell you briefly what is this section that is being described here. What is this Adbhuta Karmana that Krishna is doing? So, he is saying that Vishnu Maharaj was actually sad. He was aggrieved. And he will be speaking next few verses. You will see that he is weeping actually. Just like Arjuna was weeping in the beginning of battle. Now Yudhishthira is weeping now at the end of the battle. And why is he aggrieved? He feels that I am very cruel to millions of soldiers who have been killed in the battle. Just because I wanted the Raja Simhasan, I have killed so many people. Mercilessly. Instead, I could have allowed Duryodhana to rule the kingdom. Like that he feels. And Krishna is trying to pacify him by telling him, it is me who told you to fight. Why do you lament? Huh? Still Yudhishthira is in no mind to hear. Our Gauranga Prabhu was speaking very beautifully on this. How many have heard the recording? Yeah. So only one third seems to have heard. Huh? Very few have heard. Others should catch up hearing with that. Gauranga Prabhu gave a very extraordinary class on this. So, Gauranga Prabhu, in one of the sections of this explanation, he was telling, Krishna was his authority. So, he was in no mood to hear from him. He was telling, because he was upset with Krishna that Krishna ordered me to fight the battle. And I also fought. And now I have caused the great massacre. So, he was in no mood to hear from Krishna. Then Krishna said, okay, don't hear from me. You can hear from Vyasadeva. And Vyasadeva brought all the Puranas, Vedas, everything. Because he's the writer of everything. And tell me what is your question. I will show evidence from various places. But Vyasadeva couldn't convince him. Still he was lamenting. So here, what is this Adbhuta Karmana of Krishna? Krishna inside the heart of Yudhishthira told him not to become convinced by Krishna. And externally, Krishna was speaking to him, trying to convince him. So external Krishna is trying to convince, internal Krishna is telling him not to get convinced. Therefore, Krishna is called Adbhuta Karmana. There is a reason for all this. Because Krishna wanted to glorify Bhishma Pitamah as the most learned devotee. And Krishna wanted to show the world that my devotee is better than myself. Bhishma can answer the questions of Yudhishthira Maharaj, better than me also. So this is actually the Lord's heart where he wants to praise his devotees as better than himself. So that is one thing we understand. Another thing, in our life also, in case somebody has some problem, you are trying to convince the person. If he's not getting convinced, what we should do? We should try to force, push him to get convinced then? Okay, so you can make them get convinced by someone else. Because we should know that every jiva is individual. So they may not be convinced by me, but somebody else can convince them. It's possible. Correct. One time, Prabhupada Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a lecture on a Sunday morning. One scientist had come from TIFR, in the Tata Institute of Fundamental Research. He and his wife had come. They were sitting in the lecture. And after the lecture was over, one devotee brought that guest to Maharaj, and they wished Maharaj. And then that fellow was an educated man, scientist also. So he had some question to Maharaj. Yes, the Maharaj answered the question in his own way. And then what do you say? You understand? Like the Maharaj asked. He said, I understand. Only thing is I am not able to agree. I understand what you are saying, but it is difficult for me to agree with you. Like that he was telling. And then Maharaj on his own, he suggested, he called for Vrishabhana Prabhu. And Vrishabhana Prabhu came, and then Maharaj introduced Vrishabhana Prabhu to him that he is a chancellor, vice chancellor of some university. He has done doctorate in chemistry. He has served in chemistry department for more than 40 years. 35-40 years. And then Maharaj said, you both sit together and discuss, and again you meet me after half an hour. I will check with you how you feel. So then they went and sat in the seat, and they both had a very nice dialogue. And after half an hour, the man again met Maharaj and offered obeisances and said, Maharaj, now I agree, I am convinced now. And he said, so because Vrishavana Prabhu spoke to him in what language? Scientist language. So scientist, they were matching very well. So Maharaj handed him over to him, that's why. Like if some doctor comes and asks some question, you know, you don't know, you introduce him to Milind Prabhu, he will talk in doctor's language and they will be clean bold, isn't it? Or somebody is a chartered accountant and you are an engineer, you are trying to convince. So you introduce him to our Anandamdan Prabhu, he will talk in stock exchange language. So sometimes you have to talk, like whenever I have seen Kunjaberi temple, once a family came, father, mother and their two children. As soon as the family entered the gate, the two children were standing at the fence like this
and watching
into the kutir. And the parents are calling, Are chalo, we have to go for taking darshan. And children said, no, you go and come. And they are watching. So I wanted to know, what are they watching? I saw that these kids were watching other children in the kutir. What are they doing? What are they playing? So when I came near, the children said, uncle, are we allowed to go in? He asked. I said, why not? Then I took them and put them in. And they were very happy. And then later on the parents also came and sat in the class and they watched. So when children come to temple, they look for other children. When girls come to temple, they look for other girls. When married ladies come with their children, they look for other married ladies. When senior citizens come, they look for senior citizens. When young boys come, they look for young boys. You see, no? Correct. So they find, circuit, we call it. Network or circuit. A small circle. Teenage boys, when they find other teens similar to them, they feel comfortable. Like in Prabhupada's preaching, hippies would come. When new hippies will come, they will see the old hippies. Oh, okay. Hippies, our class is also there. They also have long hair, long beard, very good. So I am not a strange person here, correct? No? They feel. So in this way, children, every one of us, we need somebody who can understand our mindset and explain, and then we will be convinced. And in this way, we should know that Lord can work through any of us. It is not that I, by my charisma or by my knowledge, I will convince somebody. This ahankar should not be there. I am this many year old devotee, I am very knowledgeable devotee, or I am a charismatic devotee, I have given lecture for 1,000 people, so I can convince. Some people say, na, kisne bola ki convince wo idhar leke aao, das manne uda dunga unko. This ahankar should be given up. Because sometimes we have ahankar that, like, some devotees I have seen, even brahmacharis while talking to their friends, his friend will ask him, are kitne log aaye the tumhare karyakram mein? Kya kitne log aaye the? 800 log aaye the. अरे मैंने ऐसे एक जवाब दिया, ताली बजाना शुरू हुआ, छोड़ नहीं रहे हैं, बजाते जा रहे हैं ऐसे. और प्रिंसिपल के रूप में लेके गए, वो बेहोश होकर गिर पड़ा प्रिंसिपल मुझे देखकर. सम डिवोटी समटाइम्स दे हैव टू हाई आइडिया अबाउट देमसेल्व्स, करेक्ट ना? ऑफ कोर्स दे मे बी टॉकिंग टू देयर ओन फ्रेंड्स. समटाइम्स अमंग्स फ्रेंड्स पीयर्स यू कैन टॉक समटाइम्स, बट still one should know that one shouldn't have a very high estimation of oneself. Because we can see that the Supreme Lord is trying to convince and he is not able to convince, and he is putting Vyas, then he is taking them to our Bhishma Pitamah in this chapter. So that is why it is said this is Krishna's superhuman act, because Krishna doesn't feel ashamed that I cannot convince somebody, I am Supreme God, how can I not convince somebody? He is not feeling any uneasiness by this. Actually, great, like you will find when Swarup Damodar took Raghunath Das to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, he want to ask you some questions. Mahaprabhu said, he want to ask me some questions. You are there, you can answer all his questions, Swarup Damodar. But because he has come to me, Raghunath Das, I will answer his questions. And then Mahaprabhu gave him some instruction, Balana Kaive, Balana Padive. And then Mahaprabhu said, You see, I have given you some specific instructions, the elaboration of which you can hear from Swarupa Damodar, because he knows better than me, he said. You can hear from him. So this is the way Lord feels, that others know better than me. So similarly, we all should not fear to share the dais. If I have a program, like some people say, when you ask them, Prabhu, can we do a joint program, two of us or three of us? They say, "Arey, samay ki barbadi. Why three people sitting and I have to waste my time? This week I will give program and go. You come next week and give and go." You know, because many people want exclusive audience. They don't want to share the dais, and they feel uneasy when somebody shares the dais. They feel that, you know, what is this? Attention gets divided. I feel like that. Actually, these kind of anarthas we have to see in our own heart. Actually, if we understand this principle, we will never fear to share the dais. Because we will know that Krishna works through different people. Like sometimes we arranged a panel program where we have 5-6 devotees. And then boys ask questions to different people. And then they get different type of answers. And also the different devotees are like different colorful flowers with different shapes, different fragrances. Or like different colorful birds also. So by that the variety, like we say, variety is the mother of enjoyment. That is also very wonderful. So if you give 25% variety to your people and 75% you give the core information to them, they grow very powerfully. Because the 25% variety gives them, like we get Navagindra Maharaj sometimes. Very lot of fun we have hearing Maharaj. Then we have Prabodhanand Saraswati Maharaj, another flavor. Krishna Smaran Prabhu, another flavor. Krishna Prabhu comes, everybody becomes more serious. We have to purify our heart. When Navagindra Maharaj comes, you know, he will crack a very powerful joke. He was telling, "Ladka ladki log bike mein ja rahe hain aajkal ke duniya mein, sab bigad chuka hai. Jab mera raj aayega, sabko pakad pakad kar marunga." So it's a different flavor. There are Vaishnavas who are very shy. You know, they will never speak like this. And there are Vaishnavas who are so outspoken, you can't imagine only. So we have all types of Vaishnavas, you see. So you will see that somebody gets convinced by one Vaishnava and doesn't get convinced by another. Correct, no? So even counselors should feel free to invite other counselors to their groups and make them speak. You speak few minutes, they speak few minutes. It will be very attractive, very wonderful. No? Because people will... Otherwise what happens, our counselor is like apex in a pyramid. You are our soul and whole and goal. There is nobody else. We don't go out of our group. We don't know anybody else in any other group. This becomes like a small family, that's all. So you get stuck in that small group and they have not seen anyone else. But when we, sometimes 2-3 counselors come together and go for a trip together with their counselors. Counselors get to meet with one another. They get to hear from different people. And you will find, one of your counselors will come and say, "Prabhu, that fellow gave such a powerful class, Prabhu. I thank you for bringing him," he will say. And immediately your question will come in your mind. "Mere class kaise rehta hai tum? Achha rehta hai ki nahi? You know, will you surrender to me or not?" You know. So there is a fear that if somebody else comes, you know, they may not surrender to me. We feel too shy. Krishna is not feeling shy. You see, Krishna is putting Vyasadeva, he is putting Bhishma Pitama, and he wants to glorify them to be better than himself. So this goes to show Krishna is completely free from false ego, you see, free from ahankar. So, like we have our Utkarsh camp, we have Chaitanya Charan Prabhu to answer the scientific questions. I generally have him with me, because when some difficult question, somebody is asking about black holes, something is asking about some... So many complicated space-related things they will ask. And then he will also give an answer which they can't understand also. and then he will ask them. So understood, that boy will say, "Yes sir, wonderful, fantastic." So why should I get in between? No, I just have one person. I just divert the question to him. Like sometimes a boy asks me a question, I will say, "Brilliant question." And then the boy will reply, "Well, Prabhuji, you said question is brilliant, but I didn't get the answer." No, I have sent your question to Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. He will answer you. So, we don't have to feel shy. Hey, if he answers a question which I don't know, mera kya hoga? लोग हमारे बारे में क्या सोचेंगे, यू नो दैट मीन्स वी आर इनसिक्योर, करेक्ट ना? एंड दैट इनसिक्योरिटी इज बिकॉज ऑफ मास्टरशिप मेंटालिटी. वी वॉन्ट टू बी ए इंडिविजुअल लॉर्ड, वी डोंट वॉन्ट एनी वन टू शेयर अवर प्लेटफॉर्म, यू सी. सो एक्चुअली इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गेट सीनियर्स टू सिट विथ यू एंड शेयर अ डायस, बिकॉज मोस्ट पीपल से प्रभु जी कैन आई कम एंड टॉक एंड पुश ऑफ, बहुत बिजी हैं प्रभु जी, बहुत कुछ आई हैव ट्राइंग हियर प्रभु जी. अरे ऐसा कैसा इतना बिजी है, यू कैन नॉट जस्ट सिट फॉर टू थ्री आवर्स, यू सिट एंड लिसन टू योर अदर पीयर्स, लेट देम सिट एंड हियर देयर पीयर्स, सो इंक्रीज योर हियरिंग स्टैमिना लाइक दिस, एस्पेशली टू हियर फ्रॉम पीयर्स, बिकॉज आफ्टर यू बिकम बिग प्रीचर्स वी ओनली वॉन्ट टू स्पीक, वी डोंट वॉन्ट टू सिट एंड हियर. I purposely went to Vidyapitam to increase my hearing stamina. And you have to hear from juniors also, younger people also. You hear because that is what will purify us. So, in this way we can give up our ahankar, learning from Krishna. Krishnaya nadbhuta karmanaha, he says. So, the rest of this chapter talks on this theme only. Yeah. So, the chapter 9 is a very beautiful, important chapter. See, Yudhishthira's dejection comes in the previous chapter. Already we have covered it. You come to one point, 9.3. Bhagavan api viprarishe rathe na sadhananjaya sat सतैर्व्यरोचत नृप कुबेर इव गुह्यकैः. श्री कृष्ण ओ से ब्राह्मण लॉर्ड कृष्ण ऑल्सो फॉलोड सीटेड ऑन द चैरियट विद अर्जुन. दस किंग युधिष्ठिर अपीयर्ड वेरी अरिस्टोक्रेटिक लाइक कुबेर सराउंडेड बाय हिज कंपेनियंस. सो कृष्ण टोल्ड द पांडवास दैट यू बोर्ड गोल्डन चैरियट्स एंड गो एंड लेट अस विजिट भीष्म एंड यू ऑल ड्रेस अप योरसेल्फ very attractively in royal dress, as if you have become the kings already. The war is not yet over. Still Krishna says, you dress up like kings. And the Pandavas are like play toys in Krishna's hands. Whatever Krishna says, they will do. They decorated themselves very beautifully for the pleasure of Krishna. And Krishna wanted them to dress up like this for the pleasure of Bhishma. See, the Pandavas want to please Krishna, and Krishna want to please Bhishma. Isn't it? So this is an amazing relationship. So, this is something that as devotees we have to learn. Actually, our greatest inner fulfillment will come when we contemplate on someone else's pleasure other than ourselves. Like the Guru's pleasure, Krishna's pleasure, Vaishnava's pleasure, our peer friend's pleasure, our senior's pleasure, junior's pleasure, our pleasure of the people under our care. We have to deflect the pleasure from wanting for ourselves to those who are around us, you see. So as soon as there is that type of desire to offer pleasure to other living beings, others, that itself gives us a very great fulfillment, because the pleasure of the soul comes by giving pleasure to Krishna, you see. The Pandavas gave pleasure to Krishna by decorating themselves, so they felt very joyful also. And Krishna wanted to touch the heart of Bhishma. He was thinking, Bhishma is going to leave his body very soon. So before leaving, let him see the Pandavas are in rule. They are taking up the kingdom of the world, and the world will be very nicely protected by Yudhishthira Maharaj. That was one desire he had. Another desire he had was, Bhishma was very having a soft corner for the Pandavas always. He wanted to see them flourish. Now if they wear nice dress and ornaments and go in golden chariots to see him, seeing them flourishing, Bhishma will cry tears of joy. In this way, let him die joyfully, remembering the prosperity of the Pandavas. So this was Krishna's thought. And another thing Krishna had planned was, Bhishma is a grandsire and deeply learned in the Shastra also. And he knows the codes of warfare, he knows Rajadharma, he knows Stri Dharma, he knows Varnashrama Dharma, he knows Paro Dharma. He is very expert, deeply, vastly learned. Now that he is passing away, there has to be some kind of KT, company is due also, knowledge transfer. When somebody is leaving the job, then all this knowledge has to be handed over to somebody else who can do it. Now, who is going to be the next king? Yudhishthira. So this has to be transferred to Yudhishthira. And that is another purpose for which Krishna took them there. He can inquire. And another reason Krishna went with all the Pandavas is Krishna himself wanted to give darshan to Bhishma Pitama at the time of passing away. Because Krishna says that for his own dear devotees, Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. So he wanted to give darshan at the time of Antimakal. So he wanted to go. Another reason he wanted to go was that Bhishma Pitama, being his pure devotee, he wanted to have a transcendental loving reciprocation with him. So that Bhishma can get an opportunity to express his heart with the beautiful poetry. Tribhuvana kamanam tamala varanam ravikara gauravarambaram dadane vapurala kakula vritananabjam vijaya sakhe ratirastu mena vadya. Like that one of the songs he sings. Tribhuvana kamanam. Oh Krishna, who is very popular in all the three worlds. Tamala varnam, one whose bodily complexion is like a bluish sapphire, like tamal tree. Ravikara gauravarambaram dadane, you are wearing a dazzling, shining, golden color, yellow dhoti. Like that he is saying, vapurala kakula vritana nabjam, is comparing to lotus. Vijayasakhi rati rastumena vadya, my rati, be situated in you. This is one prayer. Like that there are many prayers. One prayer is telling, may the gopis of Vrindavan bless me that I will develop love for you. Like that is remembering the gopis of Vrindavan also. Many wonderful prayers. So Krishna thought, if I go and meet him, that will give him a chance to remember me and recite choice poetry, which will be recorded in the history for all time. And he will naturally talk about the position of Krishna, which will benefit all the conditioned souls. So Krishna wanted to give him that opportunity to express his heart to Bhishma Pitama. And also, because Bhishma Pitama was in Viryaras, in fighting with Krishna, Krishna thought, if I go and stand in front of him, he will remember that particular sight of me lifting the Ratanga. He's called Ratanga Pani. So as soon as he sees me, he'll remember that sight. My body is having many bruises and pearl-like perspiration, and carrying the wheel, eyes ridden with anxiety, and I was running. So he'll remember that sight. And then Bhishma will be, he will cherish those sweet moments. And I can give him a 400 form darshan, because Bhishma wanted to see the darshan of Lord in 400 form. So I'll give that darshan to him also. So in this way, this was one of the intention, to give him darshan, to give him opportunity to express his prayers and glorification of the Lord. And also to make Bhishma speak Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram, which Bhishma spoke in that only. And in order to show the world, when my pure devotee like Bhishma is lying on an arrow bed, so many hundreds of arrows piercing his body, if one needle is pricking us, our whole attention will go there. But there are hundreds of arrows piercing his body. And then Yudhishthira is asking a question about kodharma sarvadharmanam bhavata paramo matah. What is parodharma? Kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandhanat. Whose name should be chanted so that one can become free from mutya samsara bandhan? And then kim ekam devatam loke kim vapekam parayanam. Tell me the name of one devata who should be propitiated always. Stuvanta kam. Who should be done stuti? Kam archanta. Whose archana should we do? Prapana yurumana vashubham, by doing which auspiciousness will come in our lives. Like that he is asking. So these questions brought a ecstatic tremor in the body of Bhishma Pitama. He cried in great joy for these questions. Well done, sabash, Yudhishthir, what kind of questions you have asked me? Here are my answers, take it. Then Bhishma speaks, which you will read in Sahasranama Stotram. Sri Bhishmo Vacha Jagat Prabhum Deva Devam Anantam Purushottamam Stuvan Nama Sahasrena Purushas Satatotitaha Tame Vacharchayan Nityam Bhaktya Purusham Avyayam Jayan Stuvan Namasyam Chayajamanas Tame Vacha. He is saying, Jagat Prabhum, the Lord of the universe, Deva Devam, master of Deva, all Deva, supreme Devata, Jagat Prabhu, Deva Devam, Anantam, Purusha Uttamam, Stuvan, you praise him. How? Nama Sahasrena. I am going to tell you Sahasrana. With that you praise him. Purushaha Satata Uttitaha. Always you should glorify him with these prayers. And Tameva, he alone, he says, nobody else should be worshipped. Tameva cha archayan nityam. Don't do puja for anybody else other than him. He's saying, Tameva cha archayan nityam. Yajamanastameva cha. He is the master of everyone else. Therefore, you worship only him, he says. Like that, it's a very, very beautiful. And then he goes with the Vishnu Sahasranama Stotram. 1,000 names of the Lord he calls out. Even in such a very difficult situation. So this is another purpose for which Krishna came there. He wanted to show the world, my devotee, even if he is in the most miserable position, he will always relish glorifying the Lord. And there is another most important reason for which he brought the Pandavas, was Yudhishthira Maharaj had a deep love for Bhishma Pitama in his heart. Because the Prabhupada says sometimes the grandson loves the grandfather more than father also. He had a very deep love for Bhishma Pitama. Because when they were fatherless children, Pandavas, Bhishma was the one who took care of them, you know, raised them, and then got them educated, trained them in martial arts and everything, and always protected them. So Pandavas really deeply loved him, and he only told them the idea how to kill him also. You know. So and that is why he wanted to know whether Bhishma appreciated this battle or Bhishma was unhappy with us. Because if Bhishma is unhappy with us, I will commit suicide. There is no purpose of my existence. Because if elders are unhappy with me, what is the use of my existence? So Yudhishthira thought that, let me hear from horse's mouth. See, in English there is an idiom which says, hearing from horse's mouth means hearing from the most authoritative person. Like people say, no, do you know what Prabhupada says? Why? Prabhupada says means finished. Correct, no? You quote from Prabhupada. It's like the ultimatum, Brahmastra, you know? So he also thought, amongst all the Kshatriyas, who is the topmost? Dhritarashtra and Vidura are like children of Bhishma for him. Because Dhritarashtra, Vidura and Pandu, they are all, you know, sons of Vyasa, you know? Yeah. And Bhishma Pitama is much elder to them also. And he is a big, great Kshatriya who has seen the ups and downs of the palace life. Who has seen, you know, all political. And he is most shrewd and most intelligent. He has taught many, many good things on Dharma to Yudhishthira Maharaj also, even before also. So now keeping all this in mind, Krishna wanted to take Pandavas. And even we in our life also, for example, you find out, if X devotee has deep love and faith in Y, for example, instead of you convincing X, you can first have a talk with Y and ask the opinion of Y. Y is agreeing with you, everything. Then you tell him the project, I'll bring X to you, you please tell him. And you take X to Y, and when Y talks, X will be convinced. He will say that, Prabhuji, I don't agree with you, but I agree with Y. Because of affection and respect. You understood, no? So Krishna understood. Whatever I am saying, same thing also Bhishma says. He will be convinced. Because who is saying it is very important. Correct, no? Yeah. So in this way, Krishna took Pandavas to Bhishma. And what Bhishma spoke to them is so important for our personal life application. We will continue it in the evening, afternoon session. Srila Prabhupada ki, Yavar Bhaktavrinda ki.